Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang. Mac.
So I just got through the last episode, season two of Umbrella Academy.
Oh, so you're all done?
It's all donezo.
Yeah. Isn't season two so good?
I will say it's good, but people got my hopes up because they were saying it was so good, like better than the first season. I definitely liked the first season better, but it wasn't bad by any means.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say it's better, but I think it's definitely on par, because that was what I was worried about. Because like, when you get those, like, I don't know, when you have those kind of breakout hits, you're always like, how are they going to follow it up?
The ones that come out of nowhere, which this one really did. Like, I'm pissed that I slept on it for so long, because it's like podcast good, like how Game of Thrones was, where it's like, man, this is so good. We could have went through each episode and broke it down because there's so much going on in there.
It's good. It's a good show.
Do you think the end got too campy, though?
With like the alien stuff?
That, like the fishbowl guy, and like it's just the pure jokes in the middle of like really tense situations.
Yeah. I don't know. Season one kind of had the same, similar kind of stuff.
Did it?
It didn't have anything on par of AJ. AJ was like this year's Pogo.
AJ? Which one was AJ?
The fish.
Oh, the fish. The fish. Yeah. Okay. But Pogo was awesome. Pogo served.
Pogo was great. But as far as like having that like weirdly anthropomorphic animal.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't have a Pogo this year, but we did have.
Yeah. Yeah, we got this fish guy. I thought it was really good, but like when they were doing the like big monologue finish and the strong guy comes through and is like, how much does love really cost or something really over.
He was like, love shouldn't have to hurt this much. And everybody's like, shut up. Luther is easily the least interesting character consistently, season one and season two.
Yeah, that's true. His whole thing was not having a thing, kind of, and then being lied to.
It's funny because I guess in the comics in this season, he's like really, really fat. Like gets super overweight because he's like depressed eating. And the creators talked about how like they were going to do that. And then they realized that Thor had just done the same thing.
Oh, no.
And they were like, we thought it was played out. Like, we didn't want to kind of look like obviously ours was written, you know, it's already in the comics. But we figured since Thor just did it, we didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But they just kept in the fact that he's eating all the time.
That's good. I liked it. I think my first favorite character from season one was Hazel, and so I was kind of I was kind of bummed he didn't have a bigger role in season two. Like, I'm glad they gave him a role and his character some closure.
About 5 seconds.
Yeah, you know, he got to live his life and stuff, which means that character has no use anymore. They're not coming back. But
that was the thing. Like, I felt like there was no replacement in season two for Hazel and Cha-Cha. Like, there were no characters that took the slot that they had held last season.
I think they thought that was going to be the Swedes.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
They were interesting, though. I think one of the plot holes for me was how easily the last guy just let it all go. Considering looked right at Allison, you know, after she'd done the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most fucked up thing you can do to someone, I think.
Yeah.
She could have at least said, and then kill yourself, you know? Oh, anyways, that's a really good show.
The woman who plays Allison was in Hamilton.
The stage show thing?
Yeah.
Like the cast in New York?
No, she's not in the original Broadway cast. She was in the touring cast.
Oh, okay.
She is incredible.
Yeah, the like, thing is really well casted. That kid actor who does Five, like he's
so good,
really, really
They're
good.
They're gonna have to start doing time jumps, because as soon as I turned on episode one of season two, I was like, oh, he's aged. Because yeah. he's in that age where like you age a lot in a short amount of time. Like you change a lot in a very.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I kept getting confused because he kept talking about like 14 days. Where he's like, I'm 14 days older. I was like, what the fuck? Where is he getting 14 days from? And then I realized, oh, it's been 14 days since episode one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big realization. And but it felt like, you know, when he met his old self, that was the 14 days difference. And he was like, you could tell how much he'd changed and learned from that point. That was a really cool like interaction between the two of them.
Yeah.
It took me forever to realize that what's his name was from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Dickon.
Dickon Greyjoy. Yeah. Or not Greyjoy.
Tarly.
Tarly. Sam's brother. What was that game you were playing with Bad Kitty?
It's called We Were Here Together. Okay. Which, if you're looking for a co-op game, I do recommend those. It's like a series. There's We Were Here, We Were Here Too, and We Were Here Together. And they're like co-op escape rooms.
Wait, so is this the only one that's co-op and the rest are just like puzzle games?
No, they're all three of them are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the whole concept for the series is there. And there's like, it's integrated into the game that you have walkie-talkies because they're like, you're supposed to, like if you're just playing on Xbox, you just use your headset and you use the walkie-talkie to talk to each other where it's kind of cheating with Discord, but not really because we just don't have to press a button.
Oh, but there are certain times the game cuts you, you're not supposed to hear each other though, right?
No, you're supposed to talk the whole time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that's not
cheating. It's the only way to solve everything.
That's not cheating then. It seemed like it was really good. You guys are good friends, but it seemed like you guys were getting a little tense.
We were so frustrated. It depends on which one, because if you saw us when we were doing the pipes.
It was like these pipes that had orange or two colors and you guys had to like connect Tesla coils.
Yeah, we were losing it. We were stuck there between the first stream and the second stream. We were probably there for like 2.5 hours on that one puzzle. We were losing it.
It's cool to see you in a true team environment because you are very take charge. You guys were both streaming at the same time, and it was like watching the Discovery Channel of two people like learning how they function and input together because you were very like just in it. Like you wanted to have the answer before the question was asked, and then she just like let you do your thing for a minute, and it's like, okay, you done? All right, let's figure this out together. Let's start.
I'm like, no, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do.
Because
one was way harder.
Well, it's that type of game, it seems like. Like, one person almost can't just take charge. You got to give and take, and it takes two. Like, even more so, like, I like playing that game, Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I played with a friend that was way too smart, David Ng. I think you've met David. Diagando. Yeah. Yeah, he's a brilliant, like, college educated science madman. So when we play Portal together, it's just me being a dumb rock. You know, he's already got it sorted out. Just jump through the blue one and then we're done.
That was me playing it with my mom.
I think you gotta be careful who you play those games with. But this one you're playing seemed like it was
so much harder.
Yeah, a lot harder than that.
Because at least, like in Portal, you can at least, like you're in the same spot, you can see the same thing your partner sees. We had completely different rooms, completely different puzzles.
Yeah, that was the thing. People kept like threatening to screen share. Why don't you just go into her stream and see what she's looking at?
We ended up having to do that for the pipe one and for another one later.
You caved?
Yeah, we caved because we were there for like 2.5 hours. And I was like, we're not going to get this.
Dang. So what was the point of it without like spoiling it? Like, how could it be that complicated?
The puzzle or the game in general?
No, that puzzle. Because I came in the middle and I had no frame of reference, so it could have been rocket science. What
we basically had, we each had a system of pipes, and each of them had to be a closed system. There couldn't be any leaks, but there were things like when I would close my leaks, it would open up leaks on her end, and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
And then we had to do it with we had to have all three colors. So like she had red gas, and I had blue and yellow gas, and we had to mix colors to make the right colors, and then do the whole thing, and had to do it three times. So we did the first two kind of on accident. And then we just couldn't get the third one. And it was like, we just have to screen peek. And we were still confused. And I still think we did it by accident. The third one was just so much harder. The first two, like, they're difficult, but they weren't nearly as hard. And they also weren't nearly as long. That game was like 10 hours. And the first two, I think we ran through the first game twice in like 3 hours.
Jeez, what's the availability on this thing? Is this PC only, or has this made its
run? We were playing. No, it's on Xbox, and I assume it's also on PC.
Games Pass, or you have to buy it?
Nah, buy it. Ugh. But they're super cheap.
Okay.
I think you can get all three of them for like $15.
Okay. Why don't we know what the new consoles are going to cost?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Don't get me started.
I kind of want to hear what you think. Let's get you started because
shouldn't are we already recording? This?
Yeah, we've been recording for the longest.
So I have no idea. I think what I've been thinking for a while is that PlayStation and Xbox were just playing chicken with each other. And like one didn't want to say before because they wanted to wait. Like Xbox wanted to wait until PlayStation so they could undercut them and vice versa.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
You think it's that petty? Like they... It's,
at this point, I have no idea. I don't know, because the worst case scenario in my mind is that we don't know because they don't know. Like, internally, they haven't settled on a price or something.
Yeah. I mean, how is it not leaked yet? There's always about exactly. this time out, like, oh, Walmart accidentally did something or somebody. But
well, and there's been a few of those. There was one recently that put, I think, the Xbox at, like, $600. But I never listen to those because it's usually just like some placeholder that some random person put in because they're like, we needed a price.
It's not usually accurate, though. I thought like those are usually fairly accurate when they come out.
I think what happens more often than not, because like the retailer has no idea until the company tells them. So I think what usually happens is they make a guess, and these consoles, when they come out, generally cost, you know, the same. Uh-huh. So it's an easy guess to say, oh, it's gonna be $500.
Okay.
And it just happens to be right. But I saw a graphic the other day that I think IGN or GameSpot or one of these companies put out that was like, how far ahead did we know the PlayStation price?
Yeah.
You know? And it was like 6 months, 5 months, 3 months ahead, 6 months ahead. And now we're, what, like 2 months out?
Yeah. I don't know how much it's going to matter at this point. Like, did you see the NVIDIA graphics card news?
I saw that they came out, but I didn't see like pricing or anything. Isn't it like $500 for like one of the high end ones?
It's like $700, I think. So okay, yeah, you're right. So these things, if you know, like they're fucking crazy expensive. Like $1,400, I think, to get a 2080 Ti or whatever right now.
Yeah.
And the new 30 series, the 3080, is going to cost $700, and then the 3070. Which by today's standards, I guess, is as good as the 2080 now. So the $1,400 one, you can get for $400 or $500.
Jeez.
So I don't know what NVIDIA did to drive the prices down, I guess.
Right? Like, what in that line of production happened?
There's something they found, some new technology, whatever, and it's the. So to be completely honest with you, I have zero interest in either of the consoles right now with that, knowing that.
Yeah.
Because I think, especially with Xbox going so far into the games with gold, or what are they calling it? The
Game Pass.
xCloud thing, though? Isn't that?
Oh, yeah, xCloud.
That thing's coming quick. And that's going to change everything. Like they're basically saying you don't need to buy Xbox anymore with that, right? Or is it just select games? Do you know?
I have no idea. I think I would imagine. I mean, xCloud is going to be select games, at least at launch, and I imagine it's going to be like a Game Pass kind of a thing. But I actually have no idea. Now that I know that it's not going to work on iOS until something changes, I'm very upset.
Well, I don't know what I don't think we've talked about it too much, but Apple is on the warpath right now.
Yeah.
And it's getting dirty. Epic Game Store is like, they had their license removed that's crazy.
It's like, this is the hill they're going to die on. For some reason, that's the stand Apple wants to take.
Yeah. It's dirt. It's Game of Thrones, like cutthroat. This is nuts unfolding right in front of us. Cause you know, that it wasn't just some middle management guy who cuts the cord to the Epic Game Store Fortnite, you know?
Steve Jobs rose from the grave
to do it.
To do this. Said, Tim, you need to do this. All right. He came to him in a dream.
Man. I could not believe that when I read it. So that's going to be a shit show. And so I think maybe Microsoft, because it's over the same pretty much issue, right?
Yeah.
So Microsoft's going to be like, all right, Epic, you fight it for a minute and then we'll see what happens or where it pans out. But I'm a little tempted to try and go get like a little Android tablet. Like if this thing works as good as it says it does, it'd probably be worth it to go grab a little Android piece.
Oh, I'd be so annoyed. I'd be like, I have an iPhone, I have an iPad, and you're going to make me buy another. Oh my God, I'd be so annoyed.
That's a bummer. Well, you got to use Apple Arcade, I guess. That's where they want you.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Apple Arcade. Always playing your games, Apple.
I think for $700 though, that's the move. That thing is nutty powerful, and it's just
$700 just for the graphics card. So if somebody already has a good gaming PC, then yeah, it's a $700 investment.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to make the switch from console to PC, that's $700 plus the rest of a PC.
Yeah, you kind of got to make sure you have at least the good bones of a gaming PC. Like if you take your 95 Dell and somehow wire this thing into it, you're not, you know, going to be playing Doom on max
settings. I don't even know what I have. I think I have a 1060.
1060s? That's recent. Like that's good. That's yeah. A nice,
it's not bad. It's not bad by any means.
Yeah, that's probably as good as the consoles out right now for sure. Easy, and you probably give the Xbox One a run for its money with that thing.
I definitely give my Xbox One a run for its money.
Yeah, well,
holy shit.
You're due for an update. I don't know.
I was struggling today.
Have you come closer to a decision? Like, are you full-fledged, no question in your mind, going to get the new Xbox, even though you have an Xbox
Absolutely,
One?
Day one.
Why? Yeah.
Well, because my Xbox is 7 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not like I just bought an Xbox One X. My Xbox is 7 years old. It crashes. It cannot run new games the way they're supposed to be run. Like, I was playing the Avengers game today. It looks like garbage on my Xbox.
Really?
Like,
it's noticeably bad, huh?
It's really bad. The ones that I've noticed, Avengers is pretty bad. Jedi Fallen Order was really bad. Like the kind of thing where I would walk into a new room and it would take, you know, 20 seconds for the textures to load in.
Yeah.
Or like the loading times on my Xbox are astronomical. It's rough. So yeah, I'm day one. It's the reason I never bought an Xbox One X, because like a year or two ago, you know, I would be looking at it and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to upgrade. This is, you know, it's getting ridiculous. But I'm like, the new next gen's coming out in a year or 2 years. I'm not putting down that money now, so I'll just wait. And I have waited long enough.
All right. Well, you're going to be missing out on all the PlayStation 5 fun.
No, I'm getting that too.
Oh, you're going to get both?
I set my stimulus check aside for it.
You are.
I haven't touched it.
You are a legend.
Which is kind of what's pissing me off about not knowing the price. Is I'm like, you know, if I didn't have my stimulus check, I would be, you know, I would be doing something different. But it's like, not all of us just have $600 or $700 or $500 to just set aside and guess that we're gonna need it.
You can't buy consoles with that money. That's like blood money. You don't want Trump money buying your console, Emma.
I don't give a fuck. I do not have the luxury of caring where my money comes from. Like
every
that,
time you
right?
look at
I'm
that
sorry,
console,
I don't have $1,200 that I can just be like, I can't do anything with this.
It's the principle.
I'm poor, Corey.
It's the principle. Every time you look at that thing, I want you to see Donald Trump's face.
What'd you use yours with?
I buried it.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you did.
I didn't want to use that stuff. It's
I'm
blood
sure.
money. I can't believe you did it.
Full of shit. But yeah, so as long as they're... As long as they're both $600 or less,
yeah.
I'm fine.
Did you follow any of the Nintendo stuff?
No. Is there any Nintendo stuff?
Oh, there's so much Nintendo stuff.
Well, did they have another Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. They do these all the time. I'd lose track of what they even call them. That's actually good practice. Like they come on every few months, and it's always just something kind of exciting. But basically, it was all about this new intellectual property, believe it or not, called Mario.
Uh-huh. There it is. Oh, because it was the 35th anniversary of Mario.
Yeah. So it was balls deep Mario stuff, which had like three...
That's upsetting. That's an upsetting way to phrase that.
I regretted it as soon as you reacted. I apologize. The first one was Super Mario 3D All-Stars, which is the starter pack for the new Mario person. Like back in my day, they gave us a Mario All-Stars and it came with 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically bundled Super Mario 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy, and they're just going to put them in one price package. It's only going to be a limited sale too, which is nuts. Like it's going to come out for a certain time period and then just go away.
That makes sense. I saw a tweet and I cannot remember who it's from that said something about how like nothing is so blatantly like we need more money in Q1 of this year than putting a cutoff date of March 31st.
Bro.
Like they were that there's like a very financial reason for them doing that. They're like, we need X amount of money in this quarter.
Yep. You know, that's what you call Nintendo Power. That's why they named their magazine Nintendo Power. Name another company that has the balls and like restraint to hold back on stuff like that and just blatantly slap you in the face with it. They totally do that. They have like a, they wrote the book and they're perfecting it. So that's going to be cool. I'm obviously going to get it. The new Game & Watch looked really interesting. The Game & Watch was before my time. Do you know what it is?
I know Neil Gaiman. Is he putting out a watch?
No, not that cool.
No, I don't know.
It was the, I guess it was supposed to be more of a watch anyways. That's why Game & Watch. And then it had.
Oh, Game & Watch.
Yeah.
Did you know? Okay, that makes more sense. No, I literally heard Gaiman.
The Game & Watch. No. No, it's the Game & Watch. Because right, it was a right. game and a watch, and it was like this weird juggle game. Like it was, you know, really, really old. And they're making like a new version of it that doubles as a controller for your Switch. And actually, they stayed true to it, and it has a watch on it, and it has the original game. It looks pretty awesome.
What is it?
It's like a little handheld. It's a controller. Basically, with a game built into it.
Oh.
And it's a watch, too.
What the hell?
I know. It's Nintendo Power, Emma. Like, it doesn't have to make sense.
You know what? I shouldn't be... So anything that ever comes out after the Labo should not surprise any of us, let's be real.
That's...
They put out fucking cardboard for, like, $80.
You gotta love that true creativity of a company that's just like, fucking cardboard. That's creativity.
Sure it is.
No one could pull that off besides Nintendo. And they're rebuilding.
I think the word you're looking for is audacity.
No.
Is what that is.
I guess.
Well earned. I will admit, well earned.
Yeah.
But they have the audacity.
I want the Game & Watch for Mara. When I saw it, I was like, oh, this is like a cool updated thing that I can give her because she'll understand the game. It'll be easy. Like, so it's
Isn't she like 5 minutes old?
She's like, yeah. So
it's not even gonna fit on her tiny little wrist.
You don't know what her tiny little wrists are capable of.
It's gonna be bigger than she is.
I got her this amazing Fisher Price controller. It's called like my first controller.
Aww.
It's my favorite thing. And the best part about it, and a lot of parents know about it because I it's cool, Emma. Like, you know, a lot of people in your little sphere that are parents, you know, your relationship is probably still good with them. You know, like, I'm not saying that kids change your relationships, but just know that when they have a whole new circle and knowledge base of and they pay attention to things that are different. So I just posted a photo of it when I first got it. I was like, oh, cool. Mara's first controller. And everybody who's a parent that's on my friends list, whether we're close or distant, messaged me and was like, that's the best, isn't it? No, you can do the Konami code on it. And sure enough. I did the Konami code and it does like a special extra little doodle-doodle-doo, you know, you
oh
did it.
Oh my God.
It's so cool. So anyway, any parents out there who want to do that, but she has no idea what it is. She just puts the whole thing in her mouth. And then the last part that came out of there, the most important thing that I know you're going to be excited about is Mario 35.
Are we that far into the series?
Actually, I should have thought about that. No, Emma. This is like...
We're further?
No, this is like... Actually, I bet if you counted it up, we're well past 35. But
probably.
Remember Tetris 99?
Yes.
Revolutionized Tetris and the Battle Royale genre?
Sure.
Mario 35, the Battle Royale.
No.
100%. 35 people playing Mario at the same time, and you're sending things to each other's worlds to try and take them out. It's legitimate Mario BR. I'm pretty sure we've joked about this.
I think we have. Oh, I hate it.
I don't know. It worked for Tetris, is what I'll say.
Yeah, but that's Tetris.
Tetris 99 was the shit. And this, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this one.
Is this the one that you can only buy until March?
No, I think Mario 35 is forever. The one you can only buy till March was the Super Mario All-Stars, where they re-released Mario 64.
Are they trying to, like, compete with Fall Guys?
Fall Guys.
They're going for that, like, party game that people can play together and compete.
No, this is just straight up Mario 1 Battle Royale.
Oh my god, wait, why does it even look like the UI for Tetris 99?
It is.
Looks exactly the same.
It is.
For people that really like to sue a lot, this is bold.
I think they own Tetris 99 or whoever.
Do they?
Makes that.
Oh my god.
I think they do. Nintendo and Tetris go way back. There's actually a really amazing YouTube channel called Gaming Historian.
Yeah.
Watch it. Watch the one about Tetris. It's like the longest one.
Shit, you're right.
It's like 30 minutes or something, but it's insane. And like Tetris was made in Russia. And so the country was like trying to steal all the profits from it. And the guy was afraid like to even say he owned it. Like, and then finally got fed up and defected to America. And like, it was crazy.
Christ.
Yeah. It's a nutty story. Gaming Historian on YouTube. I highly recommend it because, you know, people are getting into that. Like, High Score just came out.
Yeah.
There's cats on YouTube who've been doing this forever and capturing the history of gaming just so well. But, I mean, I don't even know where we're at. COVID-19 Batman. Is there, so what, Pattinson got the clap?
Wow. Yeah, I guess. Actually, let me look up because somebody tagged me in it yesterday.
Everyone's getting it. The Rock, I saw a picture.
I heard. I'm very upset about The Rock.
Well, let's be honest, though. Like, he is the epitome of alpha male and the human body and what it's capable of. So his body is just laughing at the coronavirus while it's doing the people's elbow and spine buster and all the putting it in the rock bottom. So
Jesus. He's
fine. But Pattinson, he's a weak man. I don't know.
No, he's a normal person.
Nobody with skin that white is a normal person.
Excuse me?
You of all people should know. You're kind of the expert.
Fuck off. Oh man. But yeah, so apparently Warner Brothers confirmed earlier on Thursday that production was being halted after a crew member tested positive. Vanity Fair first reported that Pattinson was the one who had coronavirus. So I'm curious. I'm trying to see.
Wait, so he had it or he gave it to somebody?
No, because this is what was killing me, is that all the articles that came out yesterday were talking about how Robert Pattinson has corona. He has it. And then when you actually looked at the article, the statement from Warner Brothers said a crew member has it. It never said who. They wouldn't confirm or deny who it was, but everybody was just saying, it's him. And then I had a friend who tagged me in this article to say that, see, look, it is him. And now I'm also not seeing that it's confirming that it's him.
You know what, Emma? I'm not a Googler. Necessarily, but I just typed in Robert Pattinson COVID-19. It led me straight to a CNN article
where
the headline is "The Batman production paused after Robert Pattinson tests positive for COVID-19.
You're good then. Yeah, it was killing me that nobody had a source.
I think you were just like seeing what you want to see because you were just in doubt or disbelief that your favorite guy has it.
Wow.
But he's got it right here.
That's fine. He'll be fine. But yeah, so they're on a hiatus, so they'll have like that 2-week pause, which sucks because they literally just started back up. Like, they just came back. Which I'm wondering if, because they, so basically the way that a lot of these have worked is that like these productions that are coming back are everybody comes back and everybody gets tested right out the gate. And I'm wondering if it was that immediate test that triggered it. So like they hadn't even started again. But I have no idea. Cause I know, I think the last one I saw was Vincent D'Onofrio was working on something and he was talking about like, he was flying out to film and they like everybody that's working on set, every crew member, every actor, every single person that's going to be on set has to quarantine for 14 days before they can even start working.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it's for us and energy, like it's a bitch to plan anything right now revolving content. Like I'm trying to do a shoot next week in LA with one of our shooters. It's our guy, you know, who got tested before he did this big content house in New Jersey. Now he comes back, got to get tested again before we send him to our other players. So like it's crazy if for the levels you have to go if you want to be safe. It's just logistics. It's a pain. It's crazy. So I can only imagine on a movie set, you know, compared to like a little piddly thing I'm setting up with four people.
It's a lot.
So
even that CNN article still just says a crew member.
How the headline says Emma after Robert Pattinson.
Headline, the Batman after Robert Pattinson tests positive. So the actual article says Robert Pattinson tested positive for COVID-19, a source close to the actor told CNN. And then a spokesperson for Warner Brothers confirmed in a statement that a member of the film's production tested positive. I don't care.
Oh, wait.
There's no confirmation.
No, I don't think maybe they can't confirm it.
The headlines are just killing me. They're killing me.
Well, the headlines are trying to break through it, but I think, you know, you can't call someone out for like a illness or something. There's like laws about it. So maybe they
his doctor couldn't do it. But his employer could.
No, I mean, no. Your employer can't out you for stuff like that. If my coworker found out I had Ligma, and then they and they posted,
you have a child now,
and they put on social media, you know, this guy's got Ligma. They can't do that. It's like breach of my personal bubble or something. I don't know.
I just don't like misleading headlines. Is all.
He's got it. All right.
That's fine.
Your little boy toy got it. Okay, Emma, relax.
I just don't like misleading
headlines. He'll get better.
I know. I'm not even worried. The only thing that's annoying is that they had to shut down the movie for another 2 weeks.
You can be patient. It's going to be a good Batman. All right.
I know. I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
You don't.
Oh, his other Tenet just came out, which I'm not going to get to fucking see.
His other what?
His other movie, Tenet. He's in Tenet, which just came out.
David Tennant?
The new Christopher Nolan movie?
Mm-mm.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? This was supposed to be, like, the big blockbuster of the year.
What?
For, like, the summer releases. It's Christopher Nolan.
In what circles?
In movie circles. I'll send you the trailer. But it's Christopher Nolan did it. Pattinson's in it. Denzel Washington's son is in it, whose name I always forget. It looks really good. It's really weird that you didn't know about it because they've been promoting it for a long time. But yeah, it's supposed to be like the big movie of the summer.
Where do they promote it?
Everywhere. There were trailers for it all over the place before COVID shut everything
down. Where's all over the place?
Internet, movie theaters.
Nope.
The places that you see trailers, Twitter.
The Netflix or whatever I watch only has two commercials. So I only see AT&T commercials. That's it.
Wow. Wait, you have commercials on Netflix?
Oh, not Netflix, like Hulu.
Oh, Hulu.
Yeah.
You have commercials on Hulu?
Yeah. I'm not going to pay that extra
$2. $1.50.
No. It's a principle of the matter. No way.
Wow.
You don't watch much professional wrestling, do you?
Not even a little bit.
Have you ever watched it? What's your experience with it?
Nothing. I have no... I know the, like... I just know of professional wrestling through osmosis. Like, I just see it in the world.
Okay.
And I know that it's fake. That's
hey!
Actually, you know what? It's all staged. It's like, it's acting.
Scripted. It's not fake.
It's fake.
What they put their bodies through on a nightly basis, Emma?
Oh, trust me. I'm aware, because I watched that John Oliver piece on it.
Oh, damn. That was actually pretty accurate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty... It's the dark side of wrestling, as they call it. But continue.
No, that's that John Oliver piece is the most knowledge I have about wrestling. Okay. I know that it's fake. I know that they put their bodies through shit and don't get anything back for it. And that's about it.
They get stuff back for it, all right?
Not most of them.
Yeah, not most of them, for sure. But look at The Rock. Look at Hulk Hogan.
The one.
Look at John Cena. Tons of success stories out there. There's a lot more.
I would
more
look
tragedies.
At John Cena, but I can never see him.
The,
Thank you. Yeah, that's my one joke for the podcast. Thank you.
I'm not even going to fire up the soundboard for that one. The wrestling that I grew up with, Emma, these guys were legends. All right, they were oiled up gods of fury and body slams. And there's this thing called kayfabe or kayfabe. It's called kayfabe. Are you familiar with that term?
I am not.
I would love to educate you. You could add this one to your litany of vocabulary. So kayfabe is this like dedication to your character. Like back in the day, they had a guy named The Undertaker. And he was supposedly...
I know about The Undertaker.
Yeah, he's like a dead man who rose from the grave back in the old days. And so he had like a pallbearer. He could only say like, rest in peace or whatever. So back in the old days, when he would go to the airport, when he's driving around, when he goes to the bar, when he does anything that's public facing, he had to be The Undertaker to keep up the illusion that it's real. So that's kayfabe. And back in the day, it was everything to a wrestler. And now with technology, that can't exist anymore. So, you know, you got a bunch of wrestling guys that have Twitches, you know, they're doing, you know, tricks on Cameo for $5.
Hey.
So they're breaking that wall, you know, of the play. 'Cause that's basically what wrestling is. It's a play, you know? So when you're back, you know, so what happened now is that Vince McMahon, the crazy lunatic billionaire that owns this whole thing and has owned it for, you know, generations, put a report to all of his contracted wrestlers that said, you have to stop engaging with third-party platforms such as Twitch, TikTok, Cameo, anything that's public-facing that we don't control or face suspensions.
I was going to say, he can't do that. And then I remember the John Oliver piece, and I'm pretty sure he can.
Yeah, he pretty much can. Well, it's coming at a weird time because he probably has more competition than ever right now. There's another company out there that's giving him like a run for their money. And a lot of the talent is upset because of the way things are run over at the WWE. And this might be the thing that like kind of ends them, because what it feels like is they want to go back to the old timey. You know, they don't want to see, you know, their wrestlers have sex tapes come out, which happens like a couple times a year. Like they're just out there in the world, and they want to put an end to it and bring it back to the glory days. So I don't know.
Was there a reason for the wrestling talk, or did you just want to talk about wrestling?
I kind of wanted to talk about wrestling. Fair you should enough. Try.
I kept waiting for it to be like, and then this wrestler started streaming games on Twitch. I don't know. Well,
there's a few dudes. Xavier Woods is one of the guys. Me and Aaron ran into this dude at every event. Every event I've ever gone to, this guy's at somehow. And
why are wrestlers all over Comic-Cons now? And by all over, I mean they're like the low budget, like weird guests that you're like, why is this person here?
Thank you for clarifying wrestlers. That they have no prestige. I appreciate that. You could have just said, why are wrestlers at the conventions? But then you had to say, you know, the low tier ones that nobody wants to see because they're garbage.
I mean, clearly people want to see them. I'm just always like, at what point did somebody realize that there was this overlapping of fan? And is there really that much of an overlapping of fan bases? Why are they at every con?
I think it's, you know, in Stockton Con, for example, they have a big crossover.
Really? Stockton Con?
Yeah.
All 12 people that go?
No, oh, don't you dare. Stockton Con is a fine convention.
It's Stockton.
But when you go out there, there's a wrestling ring right before you walk in, like hosting matches the entire time. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it's wild. I think there is a crossover.
Are there actually wrestlers, or is it just people going in and beating each other up?
No, they were actually wrestlers doing like, you know, hitting each other with chairs and all that fun stuff.
Fair enough.
But this guy, back to it. And actually, you know, while we bring it up, Emma, you should probably get your audition tape ready, because did you see G4? They brought back the Sessmeister.
They did.
And they're doing like an open talent search. And this dude, Xavier Woods, who's a professional wrestler, since they announced G4, has been petitioning to be the host of a show.
Wow.
And to do video game content. And so, you know, this affects the gaming world and the gaming space. But are you going to apply?
No.
Why not?
I can barely host a Twitch stream.
I think you're selling yourself short. You could be the next Morgan Webb. The next,
love Morgan Webb.
The next Olivia Munn. Yeah.
I could only dream.
The next Sarah Underwood. These are legends of the game. Legends of gaming. You could be right up there.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it either. Don't worry. But it's crazy, though, because I feel like there is kind of a huge disconnect between, like, the quote-unquote industry people that you would see, like, on a network television show and the internet community of gamers, you know, like, and it's a massive network of, like, esports and Twitch stars. And, you know, you follow them on Twitter. There's cosplayers, too, that are mixed up in the whole community. But not very many of those people seem to get the gigs to be on these G4 shows. It'd be amazing if, like, a Danny Pena from Gamertag Radio got picked up for something. You know, just some cat who's been in the gaming internet world for 20 goddamn years getting his chance.
Mm-hmm.
So why not us? Are you excited for it at all? Like,
I love G4, and I'm really excited to see that Adam Sessler's back. And I actually really liked the video they put out about it, because I was like, this feels like G4.
Oh, the campy, like, crazy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is good. Like, this is a good sign. If this is how they're promoting it, like, that's good.
Yeah. Well, let's put our application in. This show hasn't been half bad for the two of us, huh? Look at us. Look at us. The last couple notes I have here were just to talk about the games we're playing, and the Avenger game just came out. I've seen personally a lot of mixed reviews, but I want to hear what you think about it.
So I think we mentioned this before. I got to play it at Comic-Con last year, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. And then I played today, and I'm about 3 or 4 hours in. And there are things that I really like about the game, and then there's some things that I really don't, and like things that I just don't get. Okay. So I like for the most part, I really like the combat. The actual way that they fight. I have the same gripe I had before with Black Widow, because the only section I've played of her is the same that it was in the demo, of just like, this woman is a human being. She should not be able to take hits like this. This doesn't make any fucking sense. And that's kind of a lot of the feeling that I got, especially playing as the Hulk. The hits that people take from you when you're the Hulk make no sense. I'm like, I could sneeze on you and break your neck, but why is it taking me 12 minutes to take out one person?
There's a balance, because like, if you remember the Star Wars game, that shit happens all the time with lightsabers.
Yeah.
It should just be a one-hit KO every time.
Yeah.
But the game would be kind of lame.
Yeah, they kind of have to make it a little more believable, and they need to make it balanced so that, like, you know, you don't, like, if they did it, you know, realistically, nobody would ever play Black Widow, and everybody would play the Hulk, because, like, it's just, you just smash through everything.
Wait, so can you swap in and out characters at your will, or do you have to play, is it linear?
Yes and no. At the point where I'm at in the game, I only have access to two of them. I have access to the Hulk, and I have access to Kamala.
Okay.
And those are the two that I can use. I don't have anybody else. If I understand correctly, the way the game generally works is that when I pick a mission, I can choose who I'm going to play as, and I can choose who's going to come with me. And then there are certain missions that are locked for who you have to play as.
Okay. Fixed points.
So, like, there's certain ones where you have to play as the Hulk, or you have to play as Iron Man. But for a lot of them, you can just pick who you want to be.
Okay.
But the things that I don't love about it are, so the gear system in the game is bizarre, and somebody explained it to me on stream, and I thought they were lying. Like, I was like, you're mistaken. This can't possibly be the truth. So you're picking up, like, I'm picking up gear pieces, and I go into my little menu, and I'm, you know, I've got, like, I've got armlets, I've got chest plates, I've got various pieces that I've picked up, and I'm like, cool, I can, like, you know, put these on, and I'm wearing other stuff. And as I'm looking at it, and I was like, I can't really tell what it is. And somebody in chat said, yeah, you don't see them. They're not cosmetic. And I was like, that doesn't, no, you're mistaken. They wouldn't call it gear and have it, like, I'm looking at a picture of it that looks like this chest plate. And I'm like, yeah, no, you'll never see that. It makes no fucking sense.
That's a classic. I mean, you never really played those, the games you say look like mobile games. Oh, man, I'm blanking on it. the
Ultimate Alliance.
There we go. The Ultimate Alliance games. They were like,
they do the same shit, because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, you level them up and put charms and gear and stuff on them, and they don't actually wear it.
But does the gear look like when you pick it up, does it look like a thing that you would wear?
No.
See, it does in this game.
Oh, really? It's like a...
Yeah. Well, like, you pick up the piece, and it shows up in your inventory, and it's like, you have this chest plate, and it looks like a chest plate. One of the things is the insignia, and you can change your insignia, but it doesn't change cosmetically! And it's bizarre. So basically what they are their stats. You're just upping your stats for your person. I'm like, just call it that. Call it stats. Don't call it... That's so far like my biggest, like, this doesn't make any sense. And so I only noticed Kamala's because I was playing as her, and then I switch over to the Hulk and I'm looking at his gear. His quote-unquote gear, like his chest plate, quote-unquote, is his rib cage. Like the picture it shows you, and then it's like his spine, and it's like his hands, his arm. I was like, what the... Fuck is it's the weirdest game design decision I've seen in a long time. It doesn't make any sense.
So it's is the clothing or colors and the things that your characters are wearing in the game just based off of where you're at in the game, if that makes sense? Like, I'm watching a trailer right now just while we're talking, and in some scenes the Hulk is wearing like a ripped up tank top, and then later he's wearing like these wraps around his arms. That's not gear, that's...
No, that's just, I guess, whatever's going on at that point in the game.
Wow.
It's weird. So there are skins somewhere in the game, I guess. There's skins. I don't know if they're all microtransactions. Like, I don't... But they apparently change you cosmetically, but I'm not far enough in to have access to skins or whatever. It's just a really, like... It doesn't affect your gameplay. It's just a really weird choice. Like, I don't know why you called it gear and gave it a picture of a piece of clothing. It's not... It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
Seems like one of those kind of like either cost cutting or corner cutting types of things, because, you know, if they're putting their all into this game, you know, that's, and you're going to bother putting in a gear system, you'd of course assume it would be cosmetic in the game. Mm-hmm. But somewhere someone down the line was like, it's either going to cost too much time, it's too much resources. Like, there's got to be a reason. And it just seems like it's not a great one.
It's just really, really weird. So that weirded me out. But I'm enjoying the combat. I really... Kamala is... At this point, Kamala is the main character. And I love that. Like, she is a huge... Like, she is the catalyst for the game. She's kind of everything that's going on, which I love and I'm very excited for.
Okay.
And then, like, I imagine I'll meet the rest of them along the way. But it's... I'm enjoying it. I like the... My other big issue with it is the camera, which is the I don't know if it's, I just need to get used to it. Like, I'm not, you know, once I play the game more and I get more fluid with it, but like the combat system should be more fluid than it is because of the way the combat works. But because the camera is so difficult to maneuver at certain points, it makes it very difficult to fight. And it's kind of like I'm overall enjoying it, but then I specifically point out the things that I don't like, so it just sounds like I'm not enjoying it, but I am. I'm having a good time.
Who are you trying to convince?
I don't know.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm not playing this game anyways. I think there's issues with the character models themselves still. Like, a lot of them just don't look right. I think, like, Iron Man, obviously.
Or you're just like, I don't like how this person looks.
How this person looks.
Why? They just look like people.
They just kind of look like knockoffs a little bit. Like,
that's the thing, is I think everybody looked at this and wanted the actors, and anything that wasn't the actors was going to look wrong.
I think if it's not the actors and it's going for this realistic of a look, I think it's just going to happen. That's just the way it's going to be. Ideally, they would look, if you're not going to look like the actors, make them look more like the comic books. Like cartoony, stylized somehow. But when you're trying to make it look like a real guy and you have to choose a real human face for Thor, you're just going to end up disappointing people. And then the hair graphics.
The hair graphics are really bad. That's the thing on my, like, I can't accurately give an opinion on the graphics because they look terrible on my Xbox.
Yeah.
And I think they would look terrible regardless. But I had a lot of graphical issues. Like, I had a cutscene where Kamala was sitting on a bed and the bed didn't load in. Like, there were just graphical errors, and I'm like, I can't tell if this is the game or this is me, because I feel like it's probably just me, but I don't know.
But despite the little things like the hair and the face models they chose, this game looks really, really good just from these, what I've seen, like the backgrounds and the...
I'll have to send you, because there's a couple spots from my stream that looked like absolute garbage, and I'll have to show it to you so you can see why I need to upgrade my Xbox.
All right, cool. I've been playing Tony Hawk 1 and 2, the remakes.
How is it?
It is everything I hoped it would be, and then a little bit more.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I've gotten through 3 maps. I got to my first competition in Tony Hawk 1, and I can't see any faults. It plays just like the old Tony Hawk did, super smooth.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited.
I love that you can create your own character now. They have like a really in-depth clothing and hats and what you can do to your board and stuff. So, you know, I'd only gotten through a few levels, and I was just spent like another 30 or 40 minutes going through, making sure my deck looked good with my wheels and all that, so I can go, you know, win contests on, you know, skateboarding. But are you planning on getting that one?
Hell yeah.
I think you'll appreciate the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, because they kept a lot of the songs from the original. Like they didn't keep all of them, I heard, but they kept a lot of them.
Yeah, and then the ones that they added seem like they're like Emma music.
Wow.
The ones that I went through and I blocked already so that they don't play again, but
I'm really excited for this, and I really want it to do well, because the next thing I want is I want them to, I was just Googling, I was like, which one was this person in? Because I really want them to redo Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Why? What was special about that one?
I don't know, I just fucking love that game. Like, of all the Tony Hawk games, that was the one that I think I spent the most time in. I loved that game.
I'm curious how they keep the multiplayer interesting, because they did do, like, a park creator, which is sick. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what the internet's going to come up with on that. And then, you know, you can make your own character. That's who you take into multiplayer, like, servers. So,
oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. Metacritic gave it an 88. I'm seeing a lot of, like, of the same companies that complain that we were getting so many HD remasters, saying that this is the way you do it if you're gonna do it.
Nice. I'm very excited. I didn't realize until today. I've just been thrown off about the date. I didn't realize till today that It and Avengers came out at the same time. It's like, fuck. So I don't know when I'm gonna get. I really want to get it first, but we'll see.
Well,
I'm really excited.
That about does it for all the news I had on the docket. Did you have any things that
no, that's about it.
I think it's a good podcast. I think we put in some work tonight.
That counts.
So what's going on this week? Are you streaming more with Bad Kitty? Did you guys finish that game? Are you gonna do it on stream?
We finished that game, but the way that they work is that there are two roles. Uh-huh. And so half the achievements are for each role. Oh. So we basically play the game twice so we can each get each role. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that at some point, but like it was such a frustrating game that we're like, we're going to give it some time.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been trying to do Monday, Tuesday, Friday at 4 p.m. Thursdays at 6 p.m. I'll be on, actually probably Monday's Labor Day and everybody's off. So I'll probably do a long one on Monday.
And the print store, is that up still?
It is. My print store is open for, if you're listening to this on Saturday when it comes out, it'll be open for one more week. It's open till September 12. I'm selling some cosplay prints, so if you would like to check them out, you can go to emmaskies.storeenvy.com. I also have the link up on my Twitter, my Instagram, my all the places. So wow. If you want to buy some prints, that'd be pretty cool.
Don't miss out. Limited time drop. She said, I only open my prints 2 times a year. This is like...
The last time I did a print sale was almost 2 years ago.
Dang. This is like a
steam... So like, if you want some, get them now, because I don't know when the fuck I'm going to get around to doing this again.
Why don't you just leave the store open 24/7 so the Emma fans always have a place they can go?
Because I don't want to... I don't want to. I can't upfront the cost. So like, in order to do that, I would basically have to... order a bunch of prints and have them on hand and ready to ship out, and I can't afford to do that. So basically they work on a pre-order basis where I keep the store open for 2 weeks. At the end of that 2 weeks, I close it, I tally up all the sales, I order those prints and send them out.
They're stupid if they're doing it that way.
I can't have inventory on hand.
Why don't they do it like when you do Spreadshirt or something? Like, you know, a dude orders an Emma print, it prints it, ships it, a robot does it, you get your cut, they get their cut, and you go about
your day. So interestingly, Streamlabs can do that because you can do your merch through Streamlabs. And so when I was helping Rachel, she just had her print store open earlier last month. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to go through Streamlabs. So I was kind of looking into what they do. Holy fucking shit. They take so much of your profit. It's outrageous, the amount. So if you get somebody that does that, that prints it, ships it, takes care of all of it for you, you make nothing. So the way that I do it, I probably take home on a $10 sale, I probably take home $7 or $8. If I did it on Streamlabs, if I sold a print for $13, I would make like $2.50. Because Emma, Streamlabs takes so much.
Emma, this is where you need a few more years' wisdom. Because right now, you're going to get 100%. Sure, you're not even 100%. You're going to get 80% of a grape of sales. Where if you were open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, you'd be making, you know, what's the saying?
The math does not check out.
You could have 100% of a grape, or you could have 10% of a watermelon. What do you want?
No, because I don't have the following. If I had a massive following and I had people come in and
Emma,
all the
Skies,
time
don't
stuff,
sell yourself short. Not,
the math
nonsense.
Does not check. That's not a humility thing. That's the math on that literally does not check out. I would make no money off of that. And the other thing is that keeping it open
like
for a limited
time. It's not a humility
time,
thing.
It's not like it's a realistic thing, because and having it open for 2 weeks gives people that okay, like I have to get it now. Like if I don't get it now, I'm not gonna get it. If I had it open all the time, they'd be like, oh, I'll get it next week, and the next week they'd be like, I'll get it next week. It's just, no, it doesn't work out. The math does not work out.
I'm gonna have to get my orders, and then everybody, so check it out, Emma Skies Store MB. You can get them prints. Is there new things on there, or is it just all the cosplays we've seen before? You gotta have thought and brought an exclusive one to launch with this, right?
I mean, there's 15 new ones that were not for sale 2 years ago.
Oh,
so
there you go. All right.
But you've seen all of them, because you follow me on social media. You've seen all of my cosplays.
I have you muted everywhere. So
I know.
That's our show, everybody. Thanks for watching Video Game Bang. We'll see you next week for Emma Skies. My name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.